The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing well today, Gil. I am looking at the calendar, and I'm noticing April 15th.
Not a favorite time of the year, but in the context of what we're talking about, real estate, it's actually not a bad time of year because one of the biggest silver linings in taxes is the refund.
That is absolutely true, right? You could find a way to invest it and get some return on it, right? And so a great way to invest it is to put it back in your home.
Do you know what the average tax refund issued last year was?
I actually do. It was $2,900, according to the IRS.
All right, so let's talk about the options for investing that money in your home. What can you do for around $2,900?
If your water heater is more than 10 years old, which is roughly the time they start to fail, it's worth a look at an option that ensures a hot shower and saves you money on your energy bills. You can get a gas tankless water heater for between $1,500 and $2,500, including installation. Now, a tankless water heater is going to take up half the space of a conventional model. It's going to last twice as long, and it will save a typical homeowner about $115 a year on water heating costs.
So let's say you got a smaller refund. I hope you get the big one, but let's say you get back around $1,500.
So how about a new garage door that looks like wood, but for a fraction of the cost? HouseLogic is doing a whole series on faux products, and one that we really like is fiberglass garage doors. Today's dye technology lets fiberglass doors now really mimic wood grain so closely that your eyes really can hardly tell the difference. And they're also resistant to the elements that tend to wear out wood really quickly. You know, a 16-foot by 7-foot fiberglass door, that's about the size of an average garage door, costs about $1,800 installed, but hardwood doors start around $2,500 to $3,000, and they really zoom up from there depending on the wood and the style. Your local garage door contractor can help you explore all the different faux wood options that are out there today.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and speaking of doors, how about we keep talking about that? How about a new entry door? It's a great addition for curb appeal and security. You know, a lot of times the first things people see when they look at your house, and it can knock a few bucks off your annual utility cost too, maybe as much as 10%. Now, wood and fiberglass doors are usually the most expensive options, but you can get a steel entry door installed in a couple of hours, assuming there are no surprises, for about $1,200. And a new door can really add value. This year's cost versus value report from Remodeling Magazine says a steel entry door can recoup on average 73% of its costs at resale.
Okay. So I hate to keep whittling this down, but you know, let's be realistic. What if your refund, say, is about $500?
You know, I would say buy an energy monitor because it will save you likely more than it's going to cost you.
Now, how does it do that?
You're actually going to see and be able to track your energy usage on a regular real-time basis, which is what the kind of data you need to help you actually change your usage habits and groove new patterns. We all want to save energy to make a dent in our bills, but it can be hard to do.
All right, so what are the options here? I'm looking at an energy monitor. This is something that most people have never considered. So what's out there?
Okay, so there's something called the Energy Detective. Costs run around $200 to $450, and it's a unit that connects to your home's circuit breaker panel. A data such as energy consumed in watts and dollars is sent to another unit called a gateway, and that delivers the energy usage info to your computer or a wireless dashboard. There's a similar product from Blue Line. That one only costs about $100. It's a sensor that attaches to your energy meter and transmits info to a receiver that will display the info for you in almost real time. Or you can get portable models to see how much energy you're using on specific devices in your house. So, you know, when your husband buys that new big screen TV with part of your refund, you can get an energy monitor and see how much it's actually costing you. So there's one called the Belkin Conserve Insight. That's just about $30. It can tell you an appliance's usage in dollars, carbon dioxide emitted, watts consumed, plus it offers monthly and yearly estimated costs. Now, finally, the cheapest is something called Kilowatt. That'll plug into your appliances and can tell you consumption by just kilowatt hour.
Why the husbands always get blamed for the big screen TV? Like the wives never watch it?
In my house, that's a running joke.
Yeah. On those first two things you mentioned that measure the usage for the whole house and the time and all that, check with your power company because if they've already put in or are about to put in one of those new smart meters, you may have access to that information. Again, not on individual appliances, but for the whole house, you may have access to all that information for free from your power company. So check on that. And I got time for one more thing here.
I am going to beat the drum that we like to beat at HouseLogic, which is save, save, save for those repairs you may need to make on your house that you don't see coming. you could always take your refund and create or add to an emergency fund to cover something like a leaky roof or HVAC or smaller repair projects as needed. You know, being a smart, responsive homeowner means saving money, keeping money set aside that you can access quickly for emergency home repairs so they don't plunge you into a pile of debt. And in fact, it's a good rule of thumb to put aside about 1% to 3% of your home's initial price to budget for yearly maintenance and upkeep. I know I'm running out of time, but there's one more idea that we love at HouseLogic. Use your refund, whatever it is, to help make one extra mortgage payment towards your principal this year.
That is great information. Pamela, thank you as always.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.